this podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
On the subject of security, I go to another subject that's related, and that is the $100 note. Did you realise that there are significantly more $100 notes in our society than what there are $5 notes? Lots more. 300 million $100 notes. Problem is, nobody knows where they are. Or the suspicion is that they're being used for some form of illegal activity, which might be as simple as, say, older people trying to store their assets so that they hide them to get around the assets test. Could be drug money, could be the black market, could be a range of things. Well, the suggestion is now that maybe there should be some tracking device placed into the $100 notes. So as a result, the Australian Tax Office and others can find out exactly where that money is. Now, one person who's been looking at this, wondering whether it's possible, is Michael Andrew, who's the chair of the Board of Taxation and the chair of the Black Economy Task Force. He's on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, Michael.
Good evening, Ross.
So is it real? Is there technology capable that could do this?
Yeah, there is. We're just looking to the cost-benefit analysis of this, because I don't think you'd trace every note, but if you just did a substantial sample, you know, I think we'd learn a lot about where these notes are currently being utilised.
Because there must be some sort of suspicion as to where the notes are. What's the gut feel as to where the money is?
Well, if we talk to the Reserve Bank, they say exactly as you described, that the main users are people who want to basically avoid the Centrelink tests on assets, which can be traced if they're in the bank account or in the share system, or equally the Chinese community seem to have a proclivity for doing business with $100 notes because they don't trust their own currency and they don't trust their own banks. So they regard this almost as like gold. So that would be two categories. But equally, you are seeing a bit of organised crime and drug money. I mean, there was a semi-trailer pulled over in Mildura 6 weeks ago that had $2.4 million worth of $100 notes inside.
Wow, $2.4 million. So the $100 note, though, I mean, there has been in the past a push to get rid of the $100 note altogether. I know that even in Europe there was a talk about getting rid of their maximum note, which was much larger in denomination than even $100. But, of course, because it is seen to be the staple of the black economy, you're the chair of that task force looking into ways in which we can crack down on the black economy. Is that a realistic thing as well?
Well, it's a realistic thing to crack down the black economy. Whether banning the $100 note will influence behaviour, I think, is we're still investigating and we're looking at other options. That's why the tracking came up, potentially put an expiry date on the note, change them over every 10 years and bring them out of these sort of hideaways are all sort of things we're currently going through a cost-benefit analysis with.
So I recognise their ideas, but having an expiry date on a $100 note would clearly have some issues because there would be some people in our community who do salt them away for the very long term.
That's right. That's right. And this is why this might not be a good idea. I mean, some of these are quite legitimate in terms of their purposes. But equally, we also know that there's a lot of illegitimate activity at the moment. So we just need more information at the moment about where these $100 notes are going and how they're being used. Because, you know, frankly, Ross, we're starting to see a lot turn up in money laundering in used cars, in illegal gambling. And more recently, we're seeing a number of crops, farmers being approached with wads of $100 notes to sell their crops directly overseas into Asia and bypass the export regulations and the industry levies.
Seriously, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, these stories are astonishing because, you know, normally, day-to-day, people would not hear about this sort of stuff. I've heard about that in the building trade, where basically to try and get a builder to shortcut a job on somebody else to go to do a separate job, that they've been offered the suitcase full of money. I would also say that a lot of those people that I've spoken to have turned down the money because they realise they can get themselves into an awful lot of trouble. But this is the fundamental problem. And as I say, this is your task force. This is what you're looking at, isn't it?
Correct, exactly right. And, I mean, one of our recommendations is to actually ban cash transactions over $10,000. You know, I don't think there's any justification for paying cash over $10,000 when the banking system is available to you. So that would start to actually limit a lot of these behaviours without having to affect the $100 note. So these are exactly the sort of things we're looking at. How can we use smart technology to basically change behaviour?
I'll tell you what, this is really interesting. The nano chips, what do you reckon they might cost if you wanted to try and track some of these $100 notes?
I don't know. But equally, the returns could be very large if they lead us to a couple of you know, substantial proceeds of crime reservoirs of money that could pay back very quickly.
So Michael Andrew is the chair of the Board of Taxation and the chair of the Black Economy Task Force. That is my next question for you tonight. 131873, where are the $100 notes? Do you have them? What would happen if there was an expiry date on the $100 note? And would you be happy if your $100 note could be tracked by the Reserve Bank and or the government? I wonder. Michael Andrew is the head of that. And Michael, we appreciate your time here on the program this evening.
Thanks, Ross.
Now your money is truly mobile. Whether you're paying for a wedding in Spain, education fees in the US, or medical procedures in the UK, you can do it all with the OFX Global Money Transfer mobile device app. Keep an eye on exchange rates, view currency charts, set rate alerts, stay up to date with market information, send money securely, track your money, and be notified every step of the way. The smart money's on the smart move with the OFX Global Money Transfer app. Go to OFX.com.